In the swiftly evolving domain of artificial intelligence, a groundbreaking milestone has been attained with the creation of the largest text-to-speech AI model thus far. A convergence of vast datasets and relentless computation has birthed an entity that transcends previous limitations. Distinctive in its composition, this model's emergent abilities hint at a future where AI can not only mimic human speech, but also comprehend and replicate emotional subtleties, a domain once considered exclusive to sentient beings. The new AI demonstrates nuanced inflections that eerily resonate with human expression, the quirks of hesitation, the emphases of excitement, the sighs of sadness. Every sentence uttered is a testament to this pioneering technology's evolution. Grasping the intricacies of human communication signals a quantum leap from mere syntactical processing to a form that potentially harbors empathy, marking an era where interactions with technology could become indistinguishable from human engagement. Skeptics remain. Crucial contemplations rise from ethical corners, probing the implications of introducing such advanced communicative entities into our daily lives. Yet, one cannot deny the allure of its potential applications. The medical field could see revolutions in patient care, with AI providing comfort through warmth and understanding previously unattainable in synthetic voices. Education could transform as responsive, patient tutors adapt to the learner's emotional state, perhaps unlocking new paths to knowledge. Entertainment, too, stands on the brink of change, where characters could viscerally react to audience emotions in real time. Amidst the marvels, challenges lurk. The expansive capabilities embed the risk of misuse, deepfakes that deceive, propaganda that manipulates, the erosion of trust in what we hear. As we brace for the AI's impact on the tapestry of our realities, we must also anchor our principles, safeguarding humanity's core values against the seductive tides of technological transcendence.